We seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our viewers all over the world to another edition of our program, Islamic Studies. This program is being broadcast to you by Sahar Universal Network from the Islamic Republic of Iran, from the holy city of Qum. And I'm your regular host on this program, Ijaz Hussain. Just a brief recap on the program that we did from last session, and that was on the topic of justice and philosophy of evils. And what we really said there and what we concluded from that was the fact that a lot of things that occur in the world are due to causes and effects. And what we also wanted to point out the fact is that many of the natural evils that exist are man-made. They are due to the selfishness of man. And of course, many events in the world are wrongly interpreted because of this selfishness. And lastly, we were discussing about conditional time and specific time, which is known in the Quran as ajle makhtum and ajle mashrut. And I hope I've said that correctly. And at the end of the day, what we're really talking about is the fact that certain events, like for example, death, can be altered or changed in certain ways because they're not really predetermined. But by certain good deeds that we do, we can avoid certain events like that. So today with Sheikh Murtaza Agha Mohammadi, I'm going to discuss divine guidance, and I hope to do that after a short break. So please stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. There'll be an email subtitled on the screen. Please use it if you wish to make any contributions to the program. We'd love to hear from you. Sheikh Murtaza Agha Mohammadi, I hope I've said that correctly. I'd like to welcome you first of all to the program. Salam, sir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Assalamu alaikum to you and to all brothers and sisters all around the world watching this program.
Thank you very much indeed, sir, for that introduction. And I'd like to remind viewers that Sheikh Murtaza Agha Mohammadi is an Islamic scholar, an academic, and he's from the Holy Seminaries of Qum, but he's also related to the International Studies for Islam as well. And what from our previous session, sir, we were talking about really the overall subject, which was the principles of belief. And you took us quite nicely through Tawheed, you took us through justice, this philosophy of evils, which, as you pointed out, and quite rightly so, that a lot of this is all man-made. And you are now going to continue on the topic of divine guidance. Please relate to us what is meant by this divine guidance, how many types there are, and just generally carry us through that, you know. And you know, for example, the natural guidance, religious guidance, and you know, what is, you know, our what they call our internal prophet as well. What is the role of all this intellect, akal, and all these things in terms of this guidance, please? Thank you.
Thank you for your good introduction.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
As you mentioned, one of the, in fact, mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the gifts given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to human being and also to all existence, all universe, is the guidance coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sure.
As the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Moses alayhi salam said, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to everything their existence, their creation, and then guided them.
Yes.
In fact, this guidance can be studied into categories. First is the natural guidance. Natural guidance is the one that you see in the nature. For example, when you see the gravity of the earth, this gravity is a kind of guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to earth. Or for example, you see in animals, for example, turtles, from the moment they come out of the, they hatch out of the egg, without any person telling them, they know that they have to go through the sea and start their journey all the life. They don't hesitate. Look at the honey beans and whatever you see in the nature. Look at your own body. For example, when our body is injured or blood system, it knows how to start
the repair work.
Yeah, repair. And this is the kind of guidance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call it natural guidance.
Natural guidance.
There everywhere. And we see that this guidance is very complete in a perfect manner in animals. One of the differences between human being and animals is this, that their nature is perfect. I mean, it has the complete management of their system. So they never hesitate what to do in their lives. Honeybeans, they never hesitate what to do in their lives. They know how to produce honey and how to, make their colony and things like this.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to make human being infinite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given this complete ghariza or nature to man.
I see.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given something extra, and it is reason, aql.
Yes.
So what is interesting is that our ghariza, our nature is not that perfect to manage all aspects of life. And our reason also is not that perfect to manage all aspects of life.
Yeah.
Then there is necessity of something else, and it is revelation. Revelation comes to mankind only. And this is the second type and second category of guidance, which is religious guidance.
I see.
Here we have... as according to our traditions, we have two kinds of guidance.
Yes.
We have the reason as the internal one, mm-hmm. and we have the prophets as the external, in fact, reason or external proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They both help man to go towards perfection. As Quran says in Surah Yunus, verse 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلَّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٌ. For any nation, there is a prophet.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a prophet for any nation.
That's right.
And you see in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we mentioned some prophets and their names for you, and we didn't mention many others. There were many prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched them and sent them to people, different nations through the history to guide them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if a person didn't receive the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the prophets, Allah gave him at least one proof, and it is the reason to be able to think, and through the ration, through the, in fact, the pure reason and nature to decide what is good and what is bad, to base the life and the conduct of life on this.
Sheikh, that's a very interesting point, because you do mention the fact that we have in our fitrah, our primordial nature, to search for Allah, or to understand Allah, or to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you say, you know, that our reason is there to distinguish between good and bad, really what you're saying is that it is in our nature, because of the fact that in a previous session you mentioned the fact that God, the understanding or the knowing that there is a superior being or an ultimate reality, I think you called it, you know, in terms of the Creator, is not under dispute. This is not something that man rejects totally or says, there is no such a thing. We just come, evolve, and we come into this world, and then we die, and that's the end of that. No, we understand that there is something, but the problem is, how do we understand? And this is what you were mentioning in a previous session. But really, what we are talking about now is, what is the qualifications in terms of, you know, this guidance, this prophethood? What is needed in order for to make this revelation understood by mankind, that this is something really that we are being guided by?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, to get the guidance, we have to bear in mind, we said that we have two categories,
yes,
for guidance,
yes,
natural guidance and, yes, religious guidance.
Yes.
Religious guidance in itself, it can be divided into two categories as well.
Right.
We have the, in fact, general guidance. and we have the specific guidance.
Yes.
General guidance is the guidance that comes for all people. For example, the prophets, they came to all people. Mm-hmm. And when they talk to bad people and good people. Quran is the guidance. It is for all humanity, no matter you're Muslim, Christian, whatever you are, with whatever, I don't know, race and religion and nation, you can benefit from Quran. So this is a general guidance for all people.
That's
reason
right.
is a general guidance. All people have been granted with this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sure.
So this is there. And if a person receives this guidance, general guidance, and practices what is in this general guidance in a, to the extent that it is possible for the person, then another type of guidance, which we call it specific guidance or rewarded guidance,
right.
then it comes forth. And it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as a kind of extra guidance gives to some people. And this is that needs the, prerequisites, and it needs the qualifications to have in ourselves to receive this extra guidance.
Can you give us some examples, please?
Inshallah, I will mention. Mm-hmm. For example, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. O you who are believers, remember Allah a lot.
Yes.
And
yes.
after that says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the one who sends his salawat upon you. Mm-hmm. And also his angels.
Mm-hmm.
Then through this salawat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to you, Allah helps you to go out of darkness to light.
Yes.
This is
yes.
a kind of guidance.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is salawat? We don't know what is salawat exactly. It, but it's the kind, it's a layer of Allah's mercy. That when it comes to people, they are guided, their heart is enlightened.
Yes.
And as Allah Tabarakahu says, because before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Uzkuru Allaha dhikran kathira." Remember Allah a lot. There is a relationship between these two. Uh-huh. If you want to get more guidance, the specific guidance, then you have to, one of the qualifications, one of the prerequisites is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. To get this extra guidance, in fact, there are many ahadiths and many verses mentioning these, prerequisites. Because we are somehow short for time, I just refer to some.
Just mention briefly some of them, please, so that you know our viewers get a clearer idea of what you're describing here. Yes.
For example, in Surah Yunus, verse 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Those who have faith in the heart and do good actions, because of these two qualifications, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. Of course, guidance is for those, all people, general guidance.
General guidance.
Quran is for all people.
Yes.
When Quran says, for example, do not kill others, this is a kind of guidance, no matter you have faith or not. So general guidance is for all people.
Sure.
But after that, if you have faith in Allah, if you have faith in the prophets, and you do good deeds, then this verse says another guidance comes to you, another more enlightenment comes to your heart.
Sure.
Or for example, says about Quran, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَأَ رِزْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. Those who want to achieve Allah's satisfaction, those who want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they receive more guidance and they are guided to Subul as-Salam, to the path of being safe in this world
safe,
and in the hereafter.
And a path of salvation to achieve peace.
It's the path of salvation,
Because this is again, you remind me of a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he says that treasure, that true treasure of a human being is that contentment, that self-satisfaction in your heart. This you can't get unless you achieve these particular conditions.
Exactly,
Nafs
itself is this treasury. That's why it is called nafs. Nafs means very treasurous thing, very valuable thing.
Valuable thing, yes.
It is interesting. In all existence, only human's soul is called nafs.
Mm-hmm.
Or for example, those who struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Struggle in the way of, who do.
Then you receive more guidance.
This is the greater jihad. God that the Holy Prophet referred to, may God be pleased with him and his holy family, that this was the greatest thing that we needed for to achieve perfection. But we'll carry on with this discussion. Sheikh, I apologize. We are going away for a short break, but we'll be right back, viewers, so please stay with us. Thank you. Welcome back, viewers. You're watching Islamic Studies. I am your regular host on this program, Ijaz Hussain, and I'm discussing with Sheikh Murtaza Agha Mohammadi the topic of divine guidance. And sir, you've taken us very beautifully to the point where we were just mentioning the fact about this perfection, this achieving perfection, going from light to darkness in terms of understanding this guidance. So please elaborate further, please.
Yeah, I was mentioning some, in fact, prerequisites.
Yes, prerequisites, these qualifications.
Qualifications to receive this extra guidance.
Extra reward, yes, yeah. That's right. Yes.
Or as we call it, revolted guidance.
Yes.
Or specific guidance.
Sure.
One other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 27 says, يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِمْ مَنْ أَنَابْ. You know, it is like a mother who has lost her child. She always cries.
Mm.
She's always in pain, in
yes.
the passion. You know, those who servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they always cry in being far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to achieve this closeness. They are in fear of being far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in fear of annoying
That's
Allah.
Very true.
And getting this itself. Makes man to have the capacity to get extra guidance.
Unfortunately, we don't have time on this problem. There's some very beautiful stories related to this from the prophets, from the Anbiya themselves, about this relationship, even mentioning in terms of human relationship that when, you know, a son is far from a father and so and so forth. Very beautiful moral stories related to that. And it comes from Allama Mutahhari, actually, because I remember some great stories from him. But please elaborate further with some other examples.
Another is to love great servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely. This is where
pay
the
attention
relationship,
to this verse.
Mm-hmm.
This is very nice. Now, these two verses, please pay more attention to them.
Please.
In Surah Furqan, verse 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tells to the Prophet to tell people, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Here, the Prophet says, I don't want any reward from you. I struggled a lot, and I don't want any reward from you except to be guided. Except to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, what is the reward for the Prophet?
Guidance.
Needness
to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So here the Prophet says, if you want to give me a reward, my reward is to accept this guidance. And in another verse, in Surah Shura, verse 23, again the Prophet says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. I don't want any reward from you except to love my Ahlul Bayt. So, you know, rationally, to say to accept is wrong. It is contradictory.
You know,
I tell you, I don't want anything except respect. Then I say, I don't want anything except money. When I say I don't want anything except respect, means I don't want anything, even money. So I don't want money.
That's right. So why
then
would you?
If I say I don't want anything except money, this is contradictory to the first one.
No.
So the rational way, the only rational way to be right, is to say that these two things are same. Otherwise, it is contradictory.
Of course.
So in these two verses, first the Prophet says, I don't want anything as a reward except to be guided, to accept the guidance. Then he says, I don't want anything except
the love
to love. So how can you justify this?
Yes.
The only way after the Prophet to receive guidance is to love Ahlul Bayt.
Exactly.
And is to receive your religion from Ahlul Bayt. This is exactly Hadith al-Thaqalain that the Prophet
yes,
said,
"Inni
tarikun fikum al-Thaqalain kitab Allah wa itrati Ahlul Bayt."
He's just put it in another way because of the Quranic terminology.
Yeah.
But he's saying one and the same thing because, of course, his itrati has the Imams, and the Imams are there for our guidance. So the two things are related.
And according to these two verses, you can find that they must be infallible. As Quran is infallible, they must be infallible. So to love Ahlul Bayt, the benefit is for us.
Of course.
That's why in another verse, the Prophet says, وَمَا سَأَلْتُكُم مِّنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ. The reward I asked from you is for your own self.
Mashallah, it's
so
very beautiful.
Yeah. So one of the ways to receive guidance is to, that extra guidance is to love Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And you know, this is not it's not a matter of blood relationship.
No.
Some people may confuse and say this is a kind of making dynasty in Islam. It is not a dynasty. In Quranic terminology, Ahlul Bayt is not through blood relationship. You know, Prophet Nuh alayhi as-salam, when he was worried about his son, the son who was infidel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, innahu laysa min ahlik. He's not from your family.
He's
not your household. So when he says in Quran, Ahlul Bayt, means it's not referring to blood relationship. It is something extra. It is about the belief. They are on the same tomb.
He's not from the house of belief. He's not from the... I understand now. That's very beautiful, this term. Because this is a confusion, unfortunately, made by many Muslims, that as you quite rightly say, point out, and thank you for clarifying that, that the Ahlul Bayt is something to do with just the nisbat of, you know, the relationship of the Holy Prophet, just saying, oh no, because these are my relatives, you should love them. No, this is about the house of guidance. This is about the fact that Allah has selected people in His family whose job it is to bring you this perfection, to bring you this nearness to Allah.
Very interesting. In Surah An-Nur, you know.
Very nice. Surah An-Nur, I was thinking
Surah
of that.
Surah An-Nur, verse An-Nur.
Yes.
This is the only verse in Quran that the name of the chapter
24.
And the name of the verse is the same. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His light, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Arz. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can you find this light?
Yes, how can where you find
this,
it?
Where is this light? Fi buyutin azina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fi ismuhu. This light is in special houses. Who are in these houses? Rijalul la tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. There are people who are very steadfast in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can make them forget and
become negligent
about
yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Khalifa, first or second Khalifa, the hadith is in one of the Sunni exegesis in Zamakhshari mentions that in Kashaf that Khalifa asked the Prophet, whose house is this house? He said, the houses of the prophets. And he said, what about house of Ali? Now they were very sensitive about Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And the Prophet said, the house of Ali is one of the best examples of this verse.
Oh my God.
So the light of Allah is in that house. So those people are manifestations of this light. So to love them, to follow them, this is one of the ways.
The best to, because I was thinking of Ali Imran, I was thinking of other households like the household of Prophet Jesus and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, he says, no, this is the best house of them, of all of them. So there we are. You know, this is the house from which we should get this special guidance, as you said, as you mentioned earlier, to achieve that perfection. Now, sir, I think we're on to the point is that, you know, at this stage of the program, very quickly, if you can mention to us the signs. What are the signs that we are actually being guided correctly or not?
There is one verse in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very short sentence, mentions the sign of guidance. If you want to know that you are guided or not, you know, we all think that we are following Quran, we are following Ahlul Bayt.
Absolutely.
We think that we are guided. And on the other hand, every day in our salat, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say,
Ihdina as-sirat
al-mustaqim. This verse is very nice. In Surah Al-An'am, verse 125, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. If Allah wants to guide a servant, gives a special gift to him or her, and it is to give him that acceptance in the heart about the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Before you go on to this point, very briefly, This will be a point that even I've come across in translations as well of the Quran, which are easily misinterpreted. You can easily make mistake here because some of the verses are ambiguous, some are clear, some are there just to show signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, this line, we read this very often, Allah guides and then misguides people. Why would he misguide people? Can you clarify this? What is it actually being said here in terms of before you get to this point that, you know, we were trying to get, are we being guided correctly? Why would Allah say such a thing?
Okay, first I mentioned,
please.
I will
thank
go
you
to that
very
question.
Briefly, yeah. If you can, in this session.
The sign, if you want to see that you are guided in real manner or not, is to have the acceptance of Allah's orders. Sometimes people, you know, it is difficult for them. For example, there is some ruling in Quran, and they say, I don't like this. So it means that you are not rightly guided, you are not completely guided. The one who has completely
guided. There's something
guided,
in your heart that stops
so
you from it.
So the sign is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a kind of openness to the heart. The person is so, such caliber, such capacity is in the heart that he easily accepts what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. But about your question, which is very important question.
Yes, please.
That we have it in many different places in Quran that Allah guides and Allah misguides people. You know, Allah is wise, and whatever he does is not according to to his wishes. I mean, Allah wish, but the wish of Allah is according to wisdom. Allah's wish is different from our wish. You know, when we wish to do something, there might be no reason for it. We just like it. You like such a color without any reason. You say, I don't know. I just want to do this. I want to eat such a food. I want to go such a place. And
you're doing
just,
it really
enjoy it.
Out of desire.
Yeah. But Allah's desire, Allah's wish is according to wisdom. Yeah. So this is important. So if Allah misguides people, again, this is according to wisdom. What is important to know here, to know, it's a key, can help you here, is that, you know, Allah doesn't need to misguide a person. It is enough for us just to be on our own. If Allah let us to be on
that
our own.
That was my answer coming to my mind, because if we are left to our own selfishness,
it's enough for
it's
us
enough
to be misguided.
Away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's enough. So some people do some bad actions and they insist on it.
Oh, insist on them because they like doing it.
After insisting on bad actions and they are not ready and they are not likely to follow the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah lets them to be on their own. And to let them to be on their own is enough to be misguided.
Well, that's
it is
really
as if you're on the edge of a valley. You know, when you're on the edge of a valley, and it's not, nobody needs to push you.
No,
if you want to jump, you can jump. You fall
because
down.
At the end of the day, what you're really saying, sir, is that's very logical. Because Allah gave us free will. And therefore, if what you're really saying from interpreting from that tafsir of that verse is this, that He allows you to carry on with your free will. If you want to carry on doing these wicked acts, he says, okay, go ahead and do them.
And there are many verses who support this idea. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَامُ Allah misguides anyone who wishes and guides those who cry
to be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, this is
so
only
it means that Allah misguides those who do not like to be
with Allah.
This misguidance means Allah let them, and that is why the Prophet said, "Allahi la takilni ila nafsi tarfata aynan abada." Oh Allah, do not let me to be on my own. The Prophet says this.
Very nice.
If I be on my own, I am finished.
I'm finished.
So I only want to be with you, and do not take your kindness, your mercy from me. Ar-Rahim. That
Thank
special
you.
Guidance, this special rahmah that comes to believers to always keep them in the right path.
Thank you very much indeed, Sheikh Murtaza Agha Mohammadi, for today's session. That's a beautiful note on which to end on. And it just leaves me to thank you for your contribution today and to thank my viewers for watching the program. I hope you benefited from the program. It just leaves me to say, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you all. May He all guide us towards the nearness to Allah, and goodbye. Thank you.